Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Good.
Monday, short week.
Short week.
More short
looking
week chats.
Forward
I love
to
short week chats.
So I think we're all feeling rude. Buzzing from that.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. Mondays are normally a bit of a slog. But today, it was like, yes,
the way
short
you
week.
Process a week, Jade, like, you know, you think just because we've finished work at like 11:30 a.m.
It's Tuesday.
That it's now the next day.
Yeah.
Well, technically, if we're talking in your terms, it's Tuesday right now.
Yeah.
Which is right up your alley because
yeah, exactly.
That means it's Wednesday in your mind.
If more people thought like me, the world would be a much happier place.
Well, some people do like to enjoy their lives and savor every moment. Yeah, I mean, you're on like, remember the old like VHS and you could fast forward? You've got it on like the slow fast forward.
Yeah.
It's like you live your life that way. Which
minute
is
minute by minute.
Yeah,
good on you.
I like it.
Yeah. What are you guys up to today?
Oh, my car's getting serviced and getting a pink slip because I've got to register my car, all that fun adult stuff.
That's all good. Where, are you getting it done locally, just down the road somewhere?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
New mechanic?
No, same one.
Cheap.
This one I've gone to a fair bit. They've been pretty good to me.
That's good. It's hard to find a good one.
I was saying to Maddie, because I go to one where it's like a big company,
yeah.
So I feel they don't rip me off as a woman because they're already on like a salary, so there's no commissions or targets as such because they're getting paid like a minimum wage.
You know, not only women get ripped off at mechanics,
Jane. Oh, look, guys like, do too, but more little, so, women do tend to get in.
You're tired of the whole mechanics business with that brush?
Not all of them. That's what I'm saying. The one I go to right now is very good. I love my current
mechanic.
So
your husband's coming with you. Is that why?
Well, I like to bring my husband on, like, along for the pickup.
The reason why?
Well, because if they start saying jargon about, fan belts and this and that.
Yeah. And he can understand
he's
it.
There. Like, I understand the thing, but if they say, oh, it's going to need replacing in 10,000K, I'll be like, does it really? Like, you can question it a little bit and the man's there.
Interesting.
It's honestly true fact.
Because you guys go with each other on certain activities?
Activities. No, no, no. This is a true story, right? I must admit I am a little burnt from a mechanic. So actually a local one, which I'll never go to again, I won't mention, but I took my car there. They said to me, oh, your brakes are going to be needing replacing in the next year. That was in 2015. Now, those brakes are still good. In 2021, my dad still hasn't had to have the brakes repaired.
Jeez, there you go.
So they were wanting to rip me off and put brakes into new brake pads and stuff into the car when
which
they weren't
expensive.
Needed.
Which are expensive, about $800.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just think how long they would have lasted.
Yeah, but that's my point, though. Like, that happened, and my dad said to me, don't ever go back to that mechanic because there was nothing wrong with the brakes. Perfect example right there. True story.
Interesting.
Not dramatized in any way.
What are you doing, Savo?
I don't know. I'm relaxing. I've got a big weekend ahead, so
yeah,
you're enjoying
right.
your new bed, you little
I
bumpkin.
I am in love with my new bed. Do you know what?
Did you hear that?
Love. Screw getting into a relationship and sharing that shit.
It's yours and yours
best
only.
Night's sleep right in the middle. It's a queen size.
Medium,
I was in a double before.
Medium firmness.
No, it's soft.
Soft? You
soft,
went soft?
Medium soft. But my feet don't hang off the bottom, which is great. It's so good.
Oh, normally you like it medium
it's
hard.
It's changed
so
my entire life. I woke up this morning thinking, wow.
This is what the other half lives like.
No sore back.
Yeah.
I felt rested, energized, ooh. And I felt like just a little kitten curled up in a bed on the floor. No, it was so good.
That's cool. I'm going to go jump on it when I visit.
No, you're
next.
Not.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I am.
You're not
you can't
jumping
stop
on
me.
My new bed. It's very bouncy, though.
Oh, you'll go up for a cigarette, and I'll be like,
yeah,
see ya. I'll lock you out
fun.
On the balcony, and you won't be able to get back in.
I actually
in.
Want to use my Dine and Discover vouchers today. Obviously, with the whole move and stuff, I've been very broke this week. So I
you're always broke.
Because, do you know, piss off.
You're always broke. It's hard to ever hear from you. Oh.
Oh, okay, Miss Fucking Moneybags over here.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're, you know, frugal at times, but, you know I
what?
See you.
You know what I love? No. Can I point something out, right? I love how you say you're always broke, but you can always afford cigarettes.
Jade,
if you're a smoker, they're essential.
Oh, come off it.
Piss off, Jay.
Just go slowly.
Do you know what? Just mind your own business.
One a day.
You're adding to my financial woes with the prices you charge me to pick me up.
$40 now. $20 a week. And I gave you a free one last week.
That is a bargain.
Is it, though? Yeah. I still wouldn't charge you. I still wouldn't charge you. One day you'll see when the tables are turned. I'll be like, no worries, Jade. I'll swing past my friend's house and pick them up. Pick you up. And no problems.
You know what's funny? Jade wins out of that again.
Of course she does. She always wins.
Because you'll be trying to prove a point, and Jade will be like, yeah, you prove it.
No, but you know how I see it, though? This is where we're a bit different.
Yeah, and I know. Like, I used to pay $300 and whatnot.
Well, yeah,
you
did. I'm saving you, like, $380.
I'm more disgusted you let me buy them for so long.
What do you mean?
You let me get Ubers for so long, and you easily could have made this change.
Well...
You watched me hand over $50 bills. Boom, boom, boom.
I didn't even think about it, to be honest. And then I thought, you know what? I can do you a favor.
And make money at the same time.
Well, you know what?
Win-win.
How I look at it, though, is that if I didn't have a car, would, even if you had to come get me, I would give you $20 a week for
bit
fuel.
Bit of petty money is fine.
Like, I think's fine.
Yeah.
Reasonable, yeah?
Reasonable.
I think so, too. When you get a car, Maddie, you'll understand.
Oh. Oh, look, Justin Bieber friends, Jade. You know, that's what it's all about.
I know, but yeah, I know. You are. You're my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Best friends.
Oh, can I actually? I've got to pull you up on something, actually.
Here we go. Oh, what now?
I forgot about
what
this.
Did
it's all
I
coming
do?
To me. So I hung out with Jade for my birthday, which was very nice on the weekend.
Yeah.
She posted a picture to Instagram.
Oh,
you really pissed me off.
It was a joke.
I know it was, but it still pissed me off. Crevo, get ready for this.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Show him the photo.
Picture
first.
Of me on my birthday. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking overlooking
hang on.
Nelson
that's
Bay.
Not, that's Jay.
Of course,
me.
It instantly changed to a picture of Jay. Here we go. There we go. Nice, cute picture.
Yeah,
location
right.
shot.
Adorable. Yeah. We had a cute. Good time.
Let me read the blurb. Happy birthday to my faithful friend. We are such a great team. I am smart, good looking, and talented. And you are great at being my friend. Go fuck yourself. How about that?
I looked up quotes, like, for birthday friends quotes.
That
and
one came
and
up.
It came down in the funny, like, there was a funny section.
Oh.
I thought, oh, that's a good one.
Got him.
What are you doing today, Crevo?
I'm going to go. Oh, I've got to get. I've got to book my car in for service, actually.
Oh, really? Yours comes around so quick because of your trips.
You do a lot of Ks, yeah. And then I've got to unpack it. I've got some furniture to.
Oh, any good
clear
stuff?
Out. Actually bought and sold my first motorbike.
Where?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. Well, I say that. It was just in pieces.
Yeah.
And it was like I bought
flat
it for cheap.
Pack motorbike.
No, it was like really an old vintage
yeah.
one.
Nice.
And I just bought it and sold it the same day.
Good profit.
Good enough. I just wanted to move it quickly because it takes up a lot of room.
Yeah.
Very heavy a motorbike.
Yeah,
I probably
right.
won't do it again.
What sort was
They're
it?
They're so heavy. It was a Honda.
Yeah, okay.
But it was literally the frame and then the pieces in boxes. Someone
wow.
just. You know when, like, men think they're going to do a project?
And
yeah,
never
and
happens.
It
and
never
it sits
happens.
In the shed and sits in the shed and everything was covered in dust
yeah.
and they just wanted to get rid of it.
I totally understand that because I bought a vintage chair that I was going to redo.
Refurbish.
And then it's now a plant holder in my backyard.
You thought it was going to be a beautiful chair in
yeah,
your
but
house.
It looks nice as a rustic plant.
Stand.
Stand in.
You tell
in
yourself.
That's what
that.
You tell yourself.
I think it looks good. I think the vines are
There's
starting to.
There's some missing paint. Very rusty.
Very,
very,
very
in right
rustic
now.
Indeed.
All right. Well, look, enjoy your afternoon. Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here now band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the world go.
I know this might be unpopular, but when everyone says, you know, but J.R. Tolkien books?
Yeah.
In high school, I hated those.
Not for you.
Not for
ooh,
different strokes.
A lot of book readers out there.
I don't care.
A lot of bookworms. They're going to hit you with the spine of their books.
The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go? Oh, hello, guys. Welcome to Monday and
it's a short week.
Yeah.
Woo. Very good.
I'm very excited.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. I painted a fence.
My husband and I didn't help, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. How was yours? Yeah, that was Jade's highlight. How boring.
No, it's good. My fence looks great.
Yeah, very good. I went to a party on Saturday night. It was really nice.
Really?
You wild thing. Where was it?
Out near Jules, which is sort of towards Redhead Way. Very nice. My friend said I had a beautiful party at their house.
Oh, cool.
What kind of things happen at a Crevo's friend party?
Well, it was an engagement party.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was a great vibe. Everyone was having a really good time.
Oh.
And what about you, Maddie? It was your birthday Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It was good, but it was kind of like the pre-warm-up party because I'm having my main party this weekend. But, yeah, look, it was great. I hung out with my housemate and then I went to the bay with Jade. Oh, mm-hmm. I've got to tell you quickly.
Yeah.
Now, she took me to, what's it called?
The Inner Light Tea Rooms.
Yeah, the Inner Light Tea Rooms in Nelson Bay.
Good little view there.
Yeah, Jade's favourite cafe, of course.
Yeah.
We went there.
Don't worry about you.
Had a little walk around the bay, which was nice. Yeah.
I took him shopping. We went into a few shops.
Oh, did you buy him something nice for his birthday?
I did, actually. What did I get you?
Cork for the wine bottles with a whale tail coming out of it, like a souvenir. Nice.
Yeah, nice from Marine Rescue.
Yeah.
Little trinket.
Good morning, Maddie from the newsroom. How are you?
Morning.
Hello.
I'm good.
Excellent. Jackson, I heard you got some new cats over the weekend.
I did. I went to Tamworth on Saturday. That's a big drive to the day.
From Sydney, too.
That's huge.
Not too bad. And yeah, I've got two kittens. They don't like me yet, though, which I'm a little bit disappointed about. But
you'll win them over.
Yeah, my good looks and charm will.
Just give them heaps of treats.
They're so cute. What breed are they again?
Two little British short hairs.
They're adorable.
What's wrong with an alley cat, Jackson?
Not in my house.
Oh.
Jackson's
pure. Yeah, do you know what's really funny, Jackson?
Purebred or bust.
We were talking about your kittens on the way home. Maddie saw on your Insta story and he's like, what's wrong with a tabby cat? He's like, it was really funny because he's really been brooding over it.
Yeah, I'm bougie, so like not in my part of the town. But
no,
I mean,
I'm with you.
guys, coming up next, Jade, you've got an interesting story about a man who bungee jumped, but it wasn't just a regular bungee jump.
No, this freaks me. Bungee jumping in general freaks me out because I just think it's bad for your spine. But this guy has done something next level. He's actually bungee jumped with cords attached to his bum piercings. So he's got these big hooks. Like, imagine you see a piece of, like, half a cow hanging up in a butcher's meat room.
Hooks.
He's got big hooks through his bum cheeks. And it's scary, man. I don't know how that he didn't die.
All right, details next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, yeah, guys, this is a special kind of bungee jump.
Are you right, Jade? Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So basically, like we just mentioned, so a man has bungee jumped with cords attached to his bum. So just imagine a half-naked adrenaline-drunkie. He was clinging to the side of a bridge in St. Petersburg over in Russia, where they're all bit nuts and extreme like this. And he's got these big cords attached to these piercings through his bum cheeks. And he's let go. And as you can imagine, as he plummets, there was a fair bit of screaming coming from the poor bloke.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's an accurate depiction of what a man sounds like when he's getting thrown off a bridge with bungees attached to his bum piercings.
Like meat hooks into his bum.
Oh,
what an idiot who does that.
Yeah. I know. It makes you cringe because I was thinking to myself, surely it would rip out of your skin.
That's what I would have thought.
But at closer look, there is an extra safety harness around his waist.
In case that happened.
Yeah, but what I love most about this picture is that he's wearing, I guess, almost like a male G-string. In the photo, so
oh my god,
it's just next level. I just don't know why you would.
Man, people get off on some weird things like that. To me, is just so unnecessary. Like who cares if you've done that?
Yeah, there's no. I don't know what the positive benefit is for anyone.
I think he just wanted to go down in history. This is what's so bad about.
Find a less painful way to do it.
Like, you would think so, right?
This is what I hate about YouTube, and you know, everyone's trying to one up each other and stuff on social media and TikTok and all that. It's just like, ugh, don't be so dumb.
Well, hey, we're talking about it. From over in Russia to you know,
Australia,
little old Newcastle here in Australia, we're talking about it.
It's like that poor pig, you know, that they made bungee jump in China. It was horrible. Do you remember when that went viral last year?
I don't remember that.
I was furious about this. Animal activists everywhere were mad. So basically, they tied a live pig. It wasn't dead. It was alive. And they pushed the pig.
What was it? Alive?
They pushed the pig off and the poor pig bungee jumped.
Now, that's
horrific.
That's no good. And have you just used this as a backdoor to sneak an animal story?
I haven't.
I think you have.
But do you know what made me even more furious about that poor pig?
Another animal story?
So they apologized to the public and then they said, they apologized and said the inappropriate opening ceremony. And then they said we sent the pig to the abattoir afterwards. Thinking that poor pig just didn't catch a break.
Thanks for your positivity to start the day. It's really filled me with vibes.
Oh, you'll be right.
Lads versus Lasses up next here at New FM. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Crevo, we have dropped the ball big time. The Lasses are leading 25 gold stars to 22. So,
come
lads,
on, guys.
Come on, 13:10:09. If you want to play one guy, one girl on offer today, a family pass, guys, to Mega Creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens, which kicked off on the weekend, runs through to April 25th.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
This is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Currently, the Lasses are winning 25 gold stars to the Lads 22, which just isn't good enough, boys.
Come on, guys.
It is not good enough. On offer today, we have a family pass to Mega Creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens, which kicked off on the weekend, running through to April 25th, guys. So great one for the fam.
Alrighty, let's meet our lad this morning, Aiden. He's from Singo. He's 27, panel beater. He's engaged. Oh, and he's set to marry in October this year. He thinks the ultimate wedding song is Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Good morning, Aiden.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, are you going to have this song at your wedding?
That'll be a maybe, depending on the partner.
Okay. She's making all the big decisions?
Yep.
What song does she want, Aiden?
Oh, it's a very, very old song. I can't catch the name to it, but it's a very, very old song.
At least it's not Ed Sheeran.
No, it's not Ed Sheeran.
Good.
Oh, did her mum and dad dance to it, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really sweet. You could start a tradition. But anyway.
Yeah, Aiden, Aerosmith, no good, brother.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
You would have been a big fan of Bruce Willis in Armageddon.
Oh, he's a good actor.
I've got it on DVD. It's one of the greatest movies ever.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's go to your first question. True or false? Chappelle Corby is appearing on Dancing with the Stars.
True.
Correct.
That is correct. One on the board.
Question two. On the TV show McLeod's Daughters, Bridie Carter played which character?
Jess McLeod.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right, let's make it three in a row.
Technically, Aiden, it's Tess Silverman McLeod, but we'll accept Tess McLeod. There's a marriage in there. I love a hyphenated last name.
Question three. The company Clarins is most famous for making what? Is it A, beauty and skincare, B, shampoo, or C, hair straighteners?
I'm going to go with the second one.
Shampoo, no.
Oh, the skincare.
Two out of three. Good job, Aiden. Hold the line, man. The lass has some work to do this morning. She needs to get all three right, guys.
It's time to meet Tanya. She works in sales. She could be anywhere in the world. It would be Central Park. And the coolest person she's ever met is Enya.
Oh, sail away. Oh, sail away.
Wow. What was it like meeting Enya?
Pretty surreal. Yes, it definitely was.
What was the situation? Like, were you in the street, you just saw her there and went, that's Enya? Or was it, like, backstage at a show or something?
It was backstage of a show. We had the privilege of getting flown to New York to meet her.
Oh, so, wow. Was she lovely or quite rude?
No, she was lovely. No,
oh, good. Lovely.
Can I ask how you got flown to New York for that?
Yeah.
Through my partner at the time, he did work for her, and we were very, very privileged to go and meet
her. Wow.
What a thrill.
So was your husband, your ex-partner, a musician, or?
Did he audition? Is that what he said?
No, you said he worked for her. What did he do?
Yeah. In web stuff.
All right.
Cool. Good stuff. Well, there you go.
Claims very cool. All right, so you've got to get two out of three at a minimum to go to a coin toss, or three for the instant win here, all right?
Yep.
Number one, the Cybertruck is a ute being made by which company? You can pre-order them now.
Crap.
Toyota. No, it's Tesla. All right, question number two. Milwaukee Tools is a tool brand from which city in America?
Milwaukee.
Is it Milwaukee?
No
good.
No, unfortunately, it's Milwaukee.
Which means the lads win.
Yeah, the boys.
Congratulations, Aiden. Family pass to Mega Creatures on the way to your house. Thank you, sir.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Good job, man. You're good job. You got us another star.
I do like Aiden. So
put it up.
It's okay. He won.
Oh. other days where you don't like the men, it's not all right.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks, Tanya, for playing as well.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. What makes the
world go? You know what Monday mornings are like, and you feel a little bit hazy. It takes, an hour or so to get back into the show, right? Well, we were sitting here before, and the traffic was playing, and I thought that the guy doing the traffic today said our show name wrong. I'm like, no. Did he say Novos?
And I was like, surely not. Yeah. Surely not. Go listen back on the recording we've got.
Check out what he said.
And the latest traffic on UFM with the Nojos, Jade, Matty, and Crevo.
The Nojos.
And the latest traffic on UFM with the Nojos, Jade, Matty, and Creepy.
Oh, Nojo's no good.
Bless him. Look, he sounds like he's 80 and he's still waking up.
Yeah, right. Well, it's early in the morning. I mean, it's all right. We understand that to a degree.
Yep.
So true. Hey, guys, a story from over the weekend where this guy had to be taken to hospital, and I'm reading this directly off the headline. With a ladder stuck to his head.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is not a bit of glue. It was one of those, like, indoor, like, three-step ones. So he got onto that, and he had to try and get some tools from a high shelf.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He slipped and fell, and this spike on the top of it went into his head, and they couldn't get it out. So, like, the Ambos came in and tried. They couldn't sort it. So he had to go off to the hospital with a big old ladder stuck to his head.
When you say stuck to his head, Crevo, you make it sound so, uninvasive. Mm. It's stuck in his head.
Yeah. In his brain.
Well, no, not in his brain, but it's
in
definitely...
his head.
It's in his head itself. But 13:10:09, what I thought we could do here, because ladders are dangerous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they are. 13:10:09, with your ladder injuries or incidents, accidents, etc.
Okay, we'll take your calls on 13:10. 1309.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
1309 this morning. We're asking for your ladder injury stories.
Yeah, this is after a guy has been taken to hospital with a ladder stuck to his head. Now, at first I was thinking, is this a glue situation or something? No, no, it was one of those indoor small, like, three-step ones.
Mm.
He goes up to get some tools from a top shelf in his garage, falls down, and a spike from it goes into his head, and they can't remove it. So it's actually just stuck there. He had to go off to the hospital in the back of the ambulance with a ladder there.
So they were, like, holding it above his head?
Well, they tried to get it out, the ambos, because they were like, well, this will be inconvenient to take with.
Yeah.
But they couldn't, so they had to go in and get it surgically removed.
I couldn't imagine anything worse than having a ladder in my head, but then dealing with the x-rays... Do you know what I mean? Something freaks me out about, because you're not meant to have metal and stuff on you, so I wonder if that would affect your brain.
X-ray's fine with metal. Yeah, it's only MRI. MRI is the one you can't have with metal.
Still, just the thought, I don't know what it is of the radioactive waves going through.
I love that you're more scared of the device that will help you than the actual ladder stuff.
I just want the ladder out my head. That's
do you know what? Believe it or not, my dad, we lived at this 37 Hill Bar Rise, actually, when we were younger. in Queanbeyan. And
just in case you wanted to go on a star tour in Queensland.
No, Queanbeyan. Anyway, New South Wales, man.
ACT, actually, isn't it?
No, it's actually New South Wales.
There you go.
But anyway, it was a two-story place, and it was sort of that old-school green. And so my dad was up there, like, trying to clean out the gutters, and he was doing a little touch-up with the paints. And he only actually told me this story about 2 weeks ago when he was here. And he said that he actually fell off the ladder, but how he fell backwards, his legs sort of, like, hooked over the fence, so he ended up upside down, like sort of like he was on the monkey bars, but on the fence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he hurt himself? Is he all right?
He was very sore, but I said, Dad, you were lucky. He's like, yeah, because like if his legs didn't sort of like catch the fence, he would have fallen on his head.
I know a painter that was up four stories on a wooden ladder and all the runs broke when he was standing on it, and he fell down about three floors.
Oh my God.
The stronger, I don't know what happened, but there were stronger runs at the bottom and they didn't break, and he was like hanging onto the side. All of his hands had splinters.
Horrible.
Hey, Stacey, ladder injury story. What happened?
So it was actually my dad.
Yeah.
He, like, probably about 10 years ago, so he would have been nearly 70, still working, and he was up a ladder, chopping down a tree.
Yeah.
So he was chopping down a tree with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Cut off the branch and saw the branch swing towards him, so he threw the chainsaw, jumped off the ladder, and he's broke about three ribs, punched his lung, dislocated. And I was at bingo with my mum.
As you are.
And I rang the club, and my mum's like, oh, he's fine.
For your poor dad.
At 70. Wow.
Yeah, he would be nearly 70. Yeah. Good working.
Do you know what? That could have ended up so much worse with the chainsaw involved. Like, he is so lucky.
You know what I realised? We could have done this segment as Dads on Ladders.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been absolutely
100%.
Fine.
Yeah, wow.
Every story's about that.
How long did it take to him to recover, Stacey?
It took a while. Yeah.
I bet.
Oh,
so
it didn't take long before he was working again.
Yeah, of course.
On him.
Blokes always want to get back out there, don't they?
That could have ended so badly. Imagine it chopped his arm off or something.
Yeah, no, and he would have had a bionic arm. He'd probably be pretty stoked. Like,
well, from losing an arm.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
If you ended up with a bionic one, like, that'd be fun to play
some
with.
Some things, Jay, don't require a silver lining explanation. Like, I'm sorry, nobody wants their arm chopped off to get a bionic arm.
No, of course it's bad.
He would have been pretty stoked.
Imagine if he had one of those ones like Arnie and, like, he's picking up stuff with, like, a little claw.
Jay, not many people can afford and or have access to those bionic arms. Big chance it would be a rubber arm.
One of those ones from the show, from the show bag, you know, the plastic ones from the reject shop.
Apologies to anybody that has a rubber arm out there this morning.
Yeah, it's very sad.
No offense intended.
No, you've got to have a laugh. Well, four cats, guys, left aboard a sinking ship have been rescued and cared for by sailors from the Royal Thai Navy. So this is why I've found the perfect man in the world, because I think these men really are.
Yet another animal story crowbarred into this show.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, you've got me here with the Mission Impossible music. Tell us about this story.
Yes. Okay, now I believe I have found the perfect man, or four of them, in fact, because I love this story. The Royal Thai Navy responded to the sight of a sinking fishing boat off the coast of southern Thailand. Eight crew members were rescued, and when the Navy sailors were investigating the cause of the sinking and looking for any oil spill, they noticed cats were still aboard the sinking vessel, which was then vertical in the water and nearly totally submerged after it had capsized. So this is insane. So the boat was vertical, like the Titanic. It was about to go under. They could see the kitties, and they went in and they rescued them. And
oh my God.
They've released photos of the Royal Thai Navy of these heroes huddled together with these cats, cuddling them. They're all wet and frightened, but they're in the arms of these masculine Thai Navy sailors. And I thought, you know what? What a man. What? That's a perfect man right there. And I thought, Maddie, that's what you need in your
life.
You
tricked me with this segment. Yeah, Jay's found the perfect man in the world.
Maddie, we've been hoodwinked.
I'm like, I need to hear about this. I had such high hopes.
So
it was going to be some Shawn Mendes lookalike here.
Another
in
animal story.
No, but do you know what? Like, just
second animal story for the day.
Just envision this, though, right?
Not even 7 o'clock.
Sexy Thai Navy sailor. He's wearing a life vest and he's swimming out to retrieve the cats, giving the animals a ride to safety as they clung onto his shoulders. And other sailors were pulling the rope to help him carry the cats aboard the ship.
This is why Jade's not in charge of any audio elements to this show.
I thought
because
you'd
she
like
really
a story about a sexy man rescuing
brings
cats.
It down.
Whatever.
Oh, that's original.
If you have
Mission Impossible.
If you have 5 minutes today, Google these Thai Navy sailors rescuing the cat.
You secretly got Jackson to record that and play that out, and you're only preying on the fact that he's just purchased new kittens over the weekend, so he's like willing to do these things for you.
Jade spotted an opportunity and pounced on it.
She got you good, Jackson.
I'm just saying, any man that rescues an animal,
look, that
sexy.
Is cool.
There you go. There's Jade's top tip.
That's what you need, Maddie.
Thanks, Jade. Well, a Thai sailor.
A Thai sailor.
I hope you go to Thailand.
That just sums up the perfect man right there.
Thanks, Star.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
For those who don't know, Crevo's ankles fuse together.
Yeah.
Like the bones, they become one and then they sort of re-break.
I thought I had problems this morning. I've washed half of my clothes doing like a big wardrobe clean out and I'm wearing a shirt that looked great on me 3 summers ago.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Yes.
What was so funny?
I was just laughing at the opener. Now you were wearing a shirt from 3 summers ago, and I was just teasing you for eating pizza like 3 times last week.
Which didn't happen, apparently.
No, Jade's...
Oh, come off it.
Apparently everything I do in my life, Jade's across, so...
Jade knows better than you, Maddie. Just accept it.
We love an sensationalist headline here on the show, and this one got us chatting last week, and it's terrible. I totally disagree with this, but a couple of kids over in the UK have been taken off their parents and put into foster care for being too fat.
That's the only thing wrong, yeah?
It's the only thing wrong with these parents. Now, there's suggestions that this should be a permanent thing over in the UK. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't even actually know why we're giving it attention, because you cannot possibly use that as a reason to remove children from their parents. I think it's so bad. What, like, what is this?
I don't know. I'm sort of maybe not in foster care, but I think, you know, you maybe could take the kids and put them into like a camp and the parents go and learn healthy eating habits. Like,
you,
I think that
take the kids away just because they're overweight, that's not, I don't think that's a reasonable reason.
Well, what if the child has a heart attack?
Yeah, no.
It's a, you can, well, the kid might. If the kid is that obese, child is that obese.
But you know what? There are many reasons, I guess, why a child can be overweight, and it's not always food-related. Genetics. So what, if your child's overweight due to genetics, like, you're going to take them off the parents?
I think that's a bit of a cop-out. You can't always blame genetics.
No, it's not, Jade. It's not. I mean, you can't take your kids.
You can eat healthy.
Kids should not be taken off their parents for what you feed them. Unless in, like, extreme examples. Like, I mean, if your child's hospitalized due to weight gain, like, you know, maybe have a look at it. But, I mean, you know, this is a bit much, really.
I don't think they should be going into foster care, but I think maybe, yeah, take them away and teach them healthy eating at a camp somewhere.
All right, this is the debate. 13-10-09 should...
At a camp...
Should kids be taken away from their parents because they've gotten too fat?
Yeah, 13-10-09.
It's a serious issue.
Are you team Jade? Yep, take them away, get them skinny again. Or are you team Maddie that it's all good?
I think you need to separate the child from the parents and really get to the root of the cause.
What a basic answer. Send them to fat camp. Please,
well,
Jade.
Well, it's a not fat
it's
camp.
It's not an episode of
The
Simpsons.
Exercise camp.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13-10-09 this morning, we are talking this terrible story out of the UK. Two children have been taken off their parents and put into foster care for, quote, being too fat. So what we're asking you this morning, is it okay? I think no. Jade thinks, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Like,
you
know
can't
what?
Do that.
No, no, no.
It seems crazy, right?
Listen to this.
Away the
this
kids,
is
though.
No, no. This is one example. Okay. So there was this idea has actually been around in the US for a while because they do have high rates of obesity, and it said that nearly a decade ago, after a 3-year-old girl showed up at an obesity clinic weighing 90 pounds. By the age of 12, she had reached 400 pounds and had developed diabetes, cholesterol problems, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. Like, well, in that stance, you gotta step in. Like, the parents aren't doing their child any favors. Like, that's terrible.
It is scary, but at the same time, to take a kid from their parents, probably one of the most traumatic things you can
do.
Yeah,
and life-altering. Yeah.
Well, if you sat down, like, with a child and, look, I don't know, maybe I don't have a child, but in my mind, if a doctor said to me at 10 years old, Jade, you need to lose weight.
No,
you've got to stop eating candy.
You're looking at it from the... No, Jay.
Well, what?
That's so,
or
you
going to die.
You can't say that. Why is the child firstly getting blamed? Maybe the parents should be schooled on how to raise their children properly. Have nothing to do with it.
The parents should go to an information thing, like where their kids get taken away for maybe 2-3 months.
No.
They go to a place where they learn how to eat healthy, be healthy, and the parents go to classes and learn about nutrition.
I don't think you realize the implications involved when children are taken from their parents, Jade. Imagine...
Anyway, this is the debate. Let's have some the general public weigh in on this.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
This solves everything.
Yeah, g'day. How are we today?
Yeah, good.
Hey,
thank
yeah, we're
you.
Good.
Good. Which side are you on? Do you think that kids that are overweight should be taken from their parents?
Heck no.
Yeah.
Like, look how well the stolen generation worked out with
absolutely.
The kids. Yeah, like, yes, educate the parents in home, but never remove the children.
No.
Never.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, have someone there. Like, the cost of, like, doing all that, if you had to separate them, is huge, plus a lifetime of issues. Just have someone hanging around the house for a couple of months, maybe.
Exactly.
It's not like they're going to not get their children back. It's no. just the kids go to in my mind, I think they should go to a little fitness center, like, where they stay there for a month.
Watch.
And the kids, like, they get the kids exercise. It's like a healthy educational, like, boot camp.
So, okay.
Really extreme
cases. I don't know what you think about this, right? But, you know, if you do the wrong thing on the road, you're sent to...
Jail, not jail, the safe driving schools.
Right? Maybe there should be a mandated process for this where you go, parents go and learn, you know, the right methods when it comes to this sort of thing. I don't know.
Well, that's an option. I'm covering both bases. I said that.
Let's go to Ali up next.
Hey, Ali, how are you today?
Ali, you
hey,
there?
Ali.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey. Good. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, the child could have, like, problems with it, I mean, like, to help its body adjust with the fattening food and stuff.
Yeah.
It could be, like, health problems there, but it's not always the parent's fault.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
I have a grandson that's autism, and he eats healthy, but he seems to just gain the weight.
Well, it's a genetics thing, and this is what I was saying before. It can play a massive part. I mean, some parents are doing the right thing, but, you know, genetics is genetics. Mm.
That's it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for your call, Ali. Appreciate that. Let's take one more. We'll go to Mitch is here. Hey, Mitch, how are you?
No, Mitch is gone.
Mitch is gone.
New FM, hello?
No, oh my gone. God. Everyone's
well, there you go.
Out.
It's an interesting one.
Mm.
It's I honestly don't think you can take kids from their parents. I think that's ridiculous.
When you say it like that, it's not like they're not getting reunited.
It doesn't matter, Jade.
I'm just saying.
I need to. Sometimes you need to think about things, right? That is the actual, like, last case scenario.
Oh.
And let's not weaken the system when, you know, kids actually do need to be taken from their parents because they are being severely mistreated. Let's not, like.
Some would just say they are being mistreated because they're obese. We're talking seriously obese.
That's a basic way of looking at it, Jade. And I think that you need to do better.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Well, I'm just saying.
Once again, we've solved nothing. Excellent work, everyone.
Well, speaking of the wrong foods that we shouldn't be eating, Maddie, you had an experience with a milkshake on...
what a pivot. Wow.
Beautiful segue.
On Saturday. We took you out for your birthday. We had a really nice day out at Nelson Bay.
A couple of places.
Yeah, we went to a couple of different places and you got thirsty. And I said, I'll treat you to a milkshake. And you got the worst birthday milkshake of your life.
Awful.
Which I can't wait to relive with you in just a minute.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, Jade took me out for my birthday to Nelson Bay. And, I had a terrible milkshake that you got me. Which
Okay. Firstly, right. I felt terrible because it was Maddie's birthday and I wanted to treat you to a nice birthday.
It was very
lunch.
Nice. Thank you.
That's okay.
Lovely.
But the thing is that your milkshake arrived.
Mm.
And you ordered I said, actually, this is the best bit. I said to Maddie, you can get anything on the menu. And his little eyes lit up. and he wasn't sure how far he could push it. So he said to me, what are you getting? And I said, I'm going to go to the iced coffee. And he was like, really? He goes, can I have the milkshake then? I said, Maddie, you can have whatever you want.
Can I just say you did spend more on yourself at that lunch than me?
Anyway, I let you pick whatever you wanted.
You did.
But then the best bit is that he snuck in when the waitress came. He goes, can I please have a caramel milkshake with malt? Like, so he got the extra malt.
Excellent.
It was adorable. Anyway, it sounded great caramel milkshake, extra malt comes out. And then Maddie's tasted it and he's gone, ugh! And then I thought, what's wrong? He's like, my milkshake, not good. He's like, that's not a good milkshake. And you've sipped a bit of it, and you kept complaining, pushing it away, and then you bring it forward, you'd have a little bit more, push it away, and thinking, is it really that bad? So then Maddie's like, you try some.
Like a cocktail, Jade grabs her paper straw, pops it in, and, you know, does that little trick and gets a little
like
drip
a pipette
of the milkshake.
And
yeah.
You know what? It was actually revolting. It was the worst milkshake. There was no caramel in it. It was like a curdled vanilla.
So there was something wrong with the milk was off?
I don't know. That's a good explanation, curdled vanilla. But it brought up the whole, you know, thing, do you send it back? And I was like, I'm not paying.
It took you a while, though, because Maddie's
fine.
Like, I said, Maddie, I'll take it in. I'll get you another one. You're like, no. It's okay, doll. It's okay. I was like, no, it's really not. And then you were sitting there for a bit, and then
brooding
like
away.
You're brooding, and then he gets to the bit where he's like, because I said, that's $7.50. I said, there's no way I'm paying $7.50 for a curdled milkshake.
It dawned on Jade that she had to pay for it. You see.
And, no, you don't like to be ripped off.
No, because I'm happy to pay good money for a nice coffee or a decent milkshake, especially when you paid the extra 50 cents for the malt.
was the straw that broke the camel's back.
You know what I mean? So anyway, the girl came out. And I said to Maddie, Jade, this is awkward because you've already drunk half.
But Jade was like, I'm telling them, I'll do it. She found her courage. And then the woman walks over. She goes, you say it. I was like, oh.
dropped him in on the last minute on his birthday.
Yeah.
I go, look, doll, I'm sorry, but this milkshake's really bad. And she's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, she was actually genuinely
really
shocked.
I think she might have made the milkshake. Oh. There's nothing worse.
But the best bit was is she goes, oh, because you said, oh, yeah, it was meant to be caramel milkshake. And she actually let it slip. She's like, oh, that doesn't look like caramel. And I was like, yeah, you can't go back that, like.
Once you've admitted it.
So, we ended up not having to pay for it, but.
Can I make you another one? No, I don't want 2 litres of milk sloshing around in my stomach, you know, like unnecessary.
Especially when the first one was questionable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, always send your stuff back. You know what?
What's the moral of this story?
The moral of this story is don't pay $7.50 curdled milk.
I understand people who work in cafes and restaurants. A lot of people that send food back, very unreasonable, and it's not warranted.
But if
it's, you know.
I made a point of saying, I love my caramelized goat cheese quiche. I said it was delicious. Like, I'm, you know. But your milkshake, it was bad.
Well, there you go. We sent it back. Thanks, Jade. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The lunch.
I'm sorry your birthday lunch
got
ruined by your milkshake.
It was basically a date for Jade that day. Like, it was what Jade.
Oh, please.
We went to Nelson Bay to her cafe, and then we went to look at the
trinkets.
Shop with all the crystals and the incense. And she's like, let's walk down the main street of Nelson Bay. And I was like, okay.
Hippie Jade comes out once again.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the
world go. So, guys, on Saturday night, went to my friend's engagement party, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. I haven't really been to many engagement parties before. I think it's like...
Neither.
So, I don't know. It sort of hasn't been a trend for a while, but maybe it's coming back since, like, everyone's at home with all their extra savings, like, from not going on holidays.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Interesting, though, an engagement party, it brings together a lot of people who don't necessarily know each other. So I've got my observations from the landscape of an engagement party for you guys up next. Oh, some great characters there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really
cool.
Are
you having an engagement party?
No.
With Emmy?
No, not planning to. Yeah.
I think you should. Get on the trend, Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are talking your engagement party. You went there for your friends, right?
Yeah, that's right. On Saturday night. It was awesome. Some interesting observations from this, though.
All right, let's do it.
But ain't gonna
kidding? I was born ready.
Yeah, I think engagement parties are going to come back as a trend now because everyone's stuck at home. They got heaps of extra cash saved up from not going on holidays.
Well, with all these extra celebrations that we celebrate now, like gender reveal parties and the like the poor old engagement party, the humble engagement party pushed to the curb.
Yeah, well
I guess because a lot of couples now, they stay together for, good old 4 or 5 years before they get engaged. So people just go, eh.
Yeah, that's right. Well, my friends did a great job of it, and I think that, like, they will be ushering in this new trend. It was interesting to see, right, because they actually had it set up in a way...
Trendsetters.
Like, there was... You know how weddings have, like, these Insta-worthy moments or, like, parts of a party or elements of a party?
So what did they have? Like, were there lots of balloons and what did they have? Tables with, like, dining cloths and candles around?
it was an outdoor area with, like, partly undercover and then out to a pool and stuff. But they had stuff like a lolly bar set up with like the little bags that you could fill up. They had a pool room area with the pool table and stuff that was set up, a bar as well. And like one of those beautiful chimnea things, you know, with the fire
going. I love chimneys.
How nice.
Like the whole setup where you could sit around it. And then out near the pool, they also had hired in these like wine barrels with like bar stools all around stuff. So they really had the setup with the grazing boards and everything. It was pretty premium feel. But it was interesting that you see like different characters that come to this event, because an engagement is where you have people from all along the way through your life.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily know each other. It's like your different worlds
collide.
Yeah, it was definitely an element of that. So first of all, we had the early sleeper. So this is the guy that fell asleep about 8 o'clock, pretty early.
Did you stay at your friend's house?
No.
Yeah, right.
Went home. It was just like not too far, maybe 20 minutes drive. So it was all right for us. But 8 o'clock on the dot, he was asleep on the lounge and everyone was like, I know that guy. He was asleep at the last party.
Party pooper. Get out. Like, don't come if you're going to fall asleep and ruin the vibe by falling asleep at 8 o'clock.
I'm okay with that. When you're tired, you're tired.
It was a couch in the middle of the party.
Go in a corner somewhere.
At least go to a spare room or something, right? Anyway, he obviously was having a really good time. And then it was interesting because my friend, for a period of time, had worked out in the country. So he had his, like, country friends. And they literally had their cowboy hats on and the utes with, like, the camping setup on top. That you see at, like, the Denny Ute Muster or something.
I love cowboys.
Yeah, so there was, like a little cowboy conclave in the party as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I find?
They're the nicest people.
Like, I've been at a couple of parties where, like, country folk come in to the party, right? And they're actually the most open and, chatty people.
Yeah, exactly. So you
down for a chat? Like, it's not awkward. It's great.
Not at all.
No, so I'd love to say I had more cowboy friends and cowgirls.
Cowgirls as well. So you could, you could talk to them so easily, learn about their whole lives in about 10 minutes. It was great. And then there were, of course, a little bit of like the more party oriented team. They gravitated to the wine barrel bar area near the pool.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of like, oh, don't fall in the pool type vibes. But to wrap things up, I have to talk about the chili vodka. Now, this was the thing that tempted me to the party area. They're like, oh, come try the chili vodka.
Come on, Mark.
Of course, I was intrigued. What I didn't know is it was actually made with that chili you talked about, Jade.
Oh, the Carolina Reaper.
It's the hottest chili in the world. Mm. And I was like, that's a bit stingy. They just put like a quarter of a teaspoon in a cup. I was like, at least give me a shot.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad I didn't have a full shot. The next hour, my whole tongue was burning from this thing, and I had to wrap it up from there. It was too hot.
Great way, honestly, to save on alcohol at parties. Just put a Carolina Reaper into the bottle. Well, happy days.
Well, the bottle was only about 200 mils.
Yeah.
And he said he'd brought it out on multiple parties, and it looked like it hadn't gone down at all. Because everyone just
Everyone has one, and then one little drop.
And then your whole tongue's on fire, and that's a wrap.
Way to kill a vibe.
Yeah, I don't know why people put chili in things, everyday items. Like, just stop ruining it for yourself.
Just have a nice vodka. That's what I'm doing next time. Avoid on the Carolina Reaper vodka. It was just too hot.
I would have seen it all if I come across chili soap. I haven't yet, but I think that'll cap it up.
That's the nail in the coffin.
Cap it off, yeah, with the whole chili sitch.
Imagine that.
Well, you don't want to rub that in certain areas,
absolutely
do you?
Absolutely not.
Unless you're into that.
Birthday. A mild deep heat.
Birthday Lotto is up next, guys. This is the easiest way to win cash in Newcastle. All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random. If your month comes out, call us up on 131009. And if your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machine, you win the money. We're $3.75 today, Crevo.
Yeah, and it has come up as, round and round it goes, November.
Okay, 131009, November, babies. Your chance to win cash next. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
We gave away close to $1,000 last week with birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday to play. We are looking for November babies today.
That's right. We're going to Christy from Swansea. She's a retail manager. She can't take her eyes off the latest season of Maths. Even though she loves the show, she says she would never, ever go on it, and she is not that desperate, and she considers herself a typical Scorpio. Hey, Christy.
Kirsty, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey.
So
it's Kirsty.
Kirsty, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Kirsty, did you watch Maths last night? Oh, my God, it was so dramatic.
Oh, cheese balls.
Do you know, what are your whole thoughts on the Bryce and Melissa thing? Because I'm starting to think, Melissa, like, you're a glutton for punishment. She needs to ditch him straight away.
She sure does. Oh, I can't stand it.
So for those that don't know, they had the commitment ceremony. Well, yeah, they had the commitment ceremony last night, and obviously if both say stay, they stay. If one says leave, one says stay, they stay. So they both have to write leave to go.
Oh.
But Bryce had written, knowing that Melissa would write stay, leave, but he'd crossed it out and then written stay. So he intentionally
did
that to her.
He's just winding her up. He's just winding her up.
So bad.
Typical Bryce behaviour.
Not good. Oh, well, I'm glad you're not that desperate, and let's hope we can win you some cash.
Yes. Come on. $375. I got my fingers crossed for you, Kirsty.
All right. So, Kirsty, I've pulled out the 2nd of November.
Oh, no, the 21st.
Ah, too bad.
Sorry, Kirsty. Thank you, though.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Back before 9 o'clock, birthday lotto.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
There's like skin deep level prank, and then there's Jackson pranks. Like, he really goes borderline sadistic. Remember that time he was going to kidnap me in a van?
Yeah, but I didn't, because I realised how bad that would have been.
The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Oh, disappointing afternoon for the Knights yesterday, wasn't it? I went along to the game, and did you see the shot of Adam O'Brien in the coach's booth? The face on him. He was not happy.
Yeah.
I missed that. Describe his eyes.
Disappointment. No, it was a good game, of course. Mitchell Pearce's 300th game. It sucks, though, doesn't it? Like, you want to win at home on such a big occasion, but stuff happens, right?
That is life.
Yeah.
Next,
Prevo's totally enthralled by sports chat. He loves it. Look at you.
Look at me getting involved.
A couple of words here and there.
Look, I've got to fit in, right? Next, though, we are doing something very exciting because, of course, everyone will be aware of the floods that have gone through the east coast of Australia, and there's a huge cleanup effort that is now ahead of so many people. We're talking billions of dollars in damage. Sure, there's some insurance, but a lot of people will miss out and are going to end up really, you know, hard up after
this. So many people are displaced as well at the moment, and I mean, you know, just because it's, you know, not in the center of town. It's amazing just the footage that we've seen, just how much people are struggling out there. So we wanted to do our bit to help, right?
Yeah, that's right. So up next, we're going to find out all about this, but we are teaming up with a local brewery, Styx, who are going to make our very own Novo's Flood Relief Beer. We're going to meet the head brewer from Styx, slash owner, and we're going to find out all about this. We're going to raise a lot of money for a great cause with your help.
New FM.
The Novo's, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, guys, we've got a very special guest in the studio right now. We are teaming up with Styx Brewery for an incredible flood relief package, guys. We are trying to raise as much money for people affected by these floods last week.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo and Styx Brewery, raising money together for flood relief. You can buy and enjoy responsibly the Novo's Flood Relief Beer. Just head over to styxbrewery.com.au now.
And we are joined now by Anna Lee. I'm calling you the head brewer. This is your amazing company, Styx Brewery, here in Newcastle. Yeah. Thank you so much for teaming up with us for this, first of all.
It wasn't even something we had to think about. We were straight on board with you guys.
Yeah, so Styx Brewery, you're based in Carrington. Tell us about your brewery and how it started, because it's an incredible story.
We originally took over an old coal testing facility under the wheat silos in Carrington.
Yeah.
And we converted it into a bakery, which we then turned into a brewery. Food manufacturers apparently inclusive of alcohol, and we haven't looked back.
Oh, that's amazing.
So 2.5 years ago, we started brewing and distilling, and here we are today.
It was just such a great local brand. And I was just saying to you off air before, just it's such a like an attractive beer. Like I'm a big beer drinker. I love my craft beer. It's beautiful. Tell us about the journey that you guys have been through with Styx.
Well, 2.5 years ago, we decided to start brewing. We ordered our canning line and we ordered our brewing equipment, and we just learned how to brew the hard way, I think. We weren't anticipating doing it, but here we are.
Can I ask, what did you do for a job before this?
I was a baker.
I love this. Yeah, like, what a pivot, you know? Like, let's just make some beers.
Well, it's sort of a no-brainer. Baking and brewing, same.
Yeah.
Well, it's still yeast, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
true. But something incredible about the beer, but also you do have a rum coming out. You have a different variety of...
Yes, we do a lot of small batch production. So we don't do anything in huge quantities.
Yeah.
We do small distillations and put it into small barrels and off we go.
Can you please tell us the story though you just mentioned about the artwork, which I find you try and use as much local ingredients as possible, but also local artists for your cans.
I think it showcases all the local artists in the area, and we've got amazing talent in Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely.
But That story about the rum, for instance, could you please retell that? Because I think it's so cool and I think it really will, like, capture a lot of people.
So we're bringing out a small batch rum. We're going to call it Captain Baldy's. And Captain Baldy is the skipper of a guy off a boat that was attacked by a Japanese submarine out in Newcastle Harbour. The crew came in. Obviously, they lost 4 crew at the same time. They came in and sat at the bars and they drank rum and milk.
Wow.
So it makes it common sense to me.
So because you'll go through all of the artwork and they're all based on stories around Newcastle, which makes it so local.
So we draw on a lot of the local history, and we would just want to showcase the area. I think it is amazing.
Absolutely. Now, of course, what we really have you here for is the Novo's Flood Relief Beer. Now, this is a really exciting project because you are actually giving 100% of the money from this beer. It's launching come Friday.
Yeah.
And this is our very own collaboration beer, and all the money for this great cause.
Yeah, everything will go straight back to flood relief.
So this Friday you'll be able to order a case.
It'll go live on our website. You'll be able to order your case, and all the funds that you pay us directly will obviously go straight to the flood relief cause that we've decided.
That is so generous of you guys, honestly. That's just blowing me away. And of course,
so it'll go to give it.
Yeah, you guys are from up Port Macquarie way,
yeah,
and of course, Port was absolutely smashed last week, and they've had a really tough time, of course, with the bushfires last year. Now this, so this is going to go a long way. And you know, if we all do our small part, I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
That's right. We've had family that have had their businesses go under. I've got some friends whose family have lost their house. You know, it just makes all has to happen.
Yeah, the money needs to be raised. And for some reason, I don't think, like, there's been much spotlight shone on the floods for whatever reason, whether people are just fatigued with the news or whatever.
We're fatigued.
Yeah, so this is something that we really feel strongly about as a team. Mm. So we're so excited to have you guys on board. Sticks Brewery, just head to your website this Friday. The cases will be for sale.
Yeah, and, you know, a case is $70. For, you know, 16 cans.
We've pledged 90 cases.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it'll be amazing. A case. You can get a variety. You'll be able to get the ginger beer or you can get the inside running pail. And that's what we've decided to do. So that 90 cases, if you add it up, that's just under $6,000.
Massive commitment.
That are going to go straight to flood relief. And if you want to pick your cases up, you can. You can pay for your shipping and still pick them up. And all of that money will still go back to flood relief.
Yeah, great work. Well,
thank you. Thank you so much.
We've got some good teams on board, though. I mean, Quick Copy Newcastle will be printing out some tokens for us. And I've got Proud as Punch Promotions doing some stuff for us as well. So everyone's on board.
What I love about this idea, though, too, is that I saw some footage go viral of a couple of guys who were in the floods and then they were just drinking beers, just sitting in the...
Very Australian.
It's very Australian. And, you know, what better way, you know, you get some beers, which is the Aussie way of life, and you're donating all that money for your beer towards flood relief. Yeah. Like, it's a no-brainer.
It is an absolutely no-brainer.
It's like a big hug from Newcastle. Really, isn't
it? Well, Novocastrians love the cause.
Absolutely.
We're all behind it.
Yeah, fantastic. And if you're wanting to, like, see a bit more about this, we're all going to come out to your brewery and check it out. We'll do a little video. You'll be able to check out what the vibe of the Sticks Brewery is, because it's a little hidden gem here in Newcastle.
It is. We go a bit underground.
Yeah, which is cool. And you'll be able to see all that. And, of course, please, come Friday, make sure you buy a case of this amazing beer and support this great
place. We'll remind you, don't worry.
Yeah, we'll be reminding you heaps.
Sticksbrewery.com.au, STYX. Guys, thank you so much. And, oh, man, I just can't thank you enough. And Alex, for just doing this for us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, team.
All right, guys.
What's the Goss is coming up next with producer Jackson.
Yeah, calling it the old Sharon's edition. Sharon Osbourne, CBS has given the verdict on where her career stands with them.
Yes.
Also to Sharon Stone. She's opening up about this new memoir that she's got coming out. Interesting, some of the things that she's got to talk about in regards to cancel culture.
Wow, it's all about Sharon's this morning. I'm looking forward
old
to it.
Sharon's, thanks.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, it's all about the Sharons this morning.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne and Sharon Stone.
Yeah, Sharon's from the past. All right, Sharon Osbourne, right, so she's on the talk over in the States. She had a bit of an on-air meltdown about Piers Morgan, who's her good friend from the UK. I don't know who would be friends with him, Sharon Osbourne. I'm glad CBS has made this verdict on her. This is what happened.
I am asking you again, and don't try and cry, because if anyone should be crying, it should be me. Tell me, when you have heard him say racist things, educate me.
It is not the exact words of racism. It's the implication and the reaction to it. To not want to address that because she is a black woman and to try to dismiss it or to make it seem less than what it is. That's what makes it racist.
So following that on air, they shut the show down for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
They made the verdict that Sharon Osbourne will no longer appear. She's been on the show for 10 years.
That's huge.
That's massive.
She's not coming back. A lot of disturbing allegations of racism by her colleagues have been made against Sharon, so I don't think this is the last we're going to hear about it.
Jeez. Also, theory, she'll now team up with Piers Morgan for their own show.
Possibly. Well, he's maybe. Come out. Do you want to hear what he said about it?
Yeah.
He said, the real, R-E-A-L in capitals, scandal is me being branded a racist for refusing to believe a liar, Meghan Markle. So he's not even jumping to the defence of his friend who got fired for him.
Doesn't care about
he's
Sharon.
He's just going to let it go, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's hung up.
Well, she ghosted him, apparently. He's just never gotten over it. And it's like, man, come on.
Yeah, the story behind them is that they were at a bar drinking martinis until the morning, and then he actually took her to a cab that then led her to meeting Prince Harry. And ever since then, he's just been very
bitter,
salty about the whole situation.
It's interesting with that show, The Talk, because it always has been viewed as like the cheap knockoff version of The View.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's so sad that it's taken something like this for that show to get any sort of attention. Just take it off the air.
So, I'll be fair, I didn't even know Sharon Osbourne was still working.
Yeah, she's
She retired when her reality show for her family, The Osbournes, got canned.
Sharon Osbourne will work as a ghost, I'm telling you right now.
She turns up day in, day out. They plaster on the makeup and away she go and send her out.
Wow.
I mean, she was at the Grammys the other day. Did you see her presenting an award at the Grammys the other day? She wouldn't even let Ozzy talk. I don't know if he could actually talk. Could anyone understand?
Poor Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, God, what a family. Moving on, Sharon Stone. So, look, blast from the past. She's opened up in a memoir of all these crazy claims about, Basic Instinct. Do you remember that film?
Yeah.
That scene in Basic Instinct where she crosses her legs?
Yes.
She was misled. Apparently that was never supposed to make the movie, and she only found out about it in the premiere party, which is watching it with everybody around her. Yeah. She also says that a surgeon increased her breast size without her consent. She was under anesthetic, and he said he thought you'd look better with bigger boobs. She wasn't even under the knife for that surgery. She also opens up about her recovery from a stroke in 2001, but she has commented on cancel culture.
I think cancel culture is the stupidest thing I have ever seen happen. Mm-hmm. I think when people say things that they feel and mean, and it's offensive to you, it's a brilliant opportunity for everyone to learn and grow and understand each other. Give people an opportunity to discuss things before you wipe out their entire person over a statement or a comment or a misunderstanding. Yep. Stop being so small.
I always find it really interesting to hear boomers' views on what's offensive and what's not.
That's true.
Bloody Sharon, all round today.
I think she makes a good point. I don't believe you should be cancelling things out. Like she said, you learn from your past. You learn from history. You grow.
I think that it should be probably prefaced that, sure, some things you shouldn't be cancelled for, some things you definitely should. So I think that that's a very blanket statement.
You're so right.
Very serious issues that can come up in the media and what people say.
Sometimes it can be too petty. You make a good point, Jade, but sometimes that the things, like when people get discovered as being something terrible, then it's fine not to watch the movies or whatever anymore if you don't want to see their mug on the TV again.
Well, that's your choice, so you should make the choice. If you don't want to watch a particular movie, don't watch it. Don't ruin it for other people who want to.
Jackson, you are right. We are falling into the trap of blanketing these issues with the same brush. It's like, you know what? You can't define one. You can't compare these things. Like, it's very complex. Yeah, a lot of these issues.
If you're talking about, like, celebrities, right, who post maybe a meme when they were 15, they don't actually understand that the internet is there forever. And that's not actually them. They're just doing it to be cool. You can understand that and you can see the growth in somebody to change. But if you're some racist man or woman on a TV show, then I don't think we should turn a blind eye to that and just let you have your say because that's you're being paid to do. It's actually just gross.
Mm. Well, spreading racism is a big no-no.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is gross, as you say.
Very good. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Our news time with Maddie is up next at New FM, and birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock, worth $3.75.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Makes the world go. 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off after 9 with Jackson.
Yo. Happy to see ya. He's in there.
Love that.
Together, yeah.
Awesome. Oh,
yes.
Turning UFM into a nightclub. Usher.
Yes, please.
And yes. Let me take you dancing. Also to Jade.
Jason Derulo.
He's having his first baby, everyone. It just got announced just then, breaking news, with Jenna Frooms, his girlfriend.
I hope he never shows that child the movie Cats that he's starring.
Yeah. Or that thing he did with his teeth and the corn. Just don't show them to the kid ever.
So tell people what happened with the corn for those who don't know.
Well, I think it's like a fake video, but he basically put a corn cob on a drill bit and then put it in his mouth and all his teeth flew out. Pretty sure it's fake, though.
Also to Jenna Frooms, his girlfriend, sounds like a dodgy chef that'll give you food poisoning.
Poor thing. She's got gorgeous blue eyes, though.
Guys, coming up next, we are going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It, and we are talking flowers next here at New FM. I'll tell you more next after Cher. If I could turn back time, here you go, Jade.
Yes.
Is this a video where she jumped on the cannon?
I haven't watched this.
No, isn't that Cher?
This is Cher, Jade. Oh. Here it is, New FM, 8:38, good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it. Love it.
This is where one person brings a topic and gets the opinions on the other twos on the daily topic, guys. And today we are talking, Crevo and Jade, surprise flowers. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. Surprises, just in general, annoying in some ways. Oh. Especially when it's like, you don't know what's going on. You create chaos. You disrupt plans.
Okay, Debbie Downer. I love receiving surprise flowers. It could be from anyone. Why not?
How many times?
There's a tip for you.
Yeah, if you want to impress Jade, send her flowers. How many times in a year do you get surprise flowers, Jade?
Zero. I buy flowers for myself. Is that sad? But I love flowers. I really love them so much. And I think it's one of the highest gestures is giving someone flowers with a card. A nice personalized note in there and flowers. It's one of those things because people, unlike me, don't buy themselves flowers on the reg.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Well, the reason I bring this up, it was my birthday on the weekend, and on Friday, the receptionist here at the station brings in this beautiful bunch of flowers.
Well, they were
a vase, a box of chocolate, and a little card that said, "Happy birthday, Maddie," in brackets. Sexy eyes. I hope you have a great day. Ooh.
Sexy eyes. Round.
I was a little bit confused because it had no name on the card.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And you're not dating anyone.
No. So I was
that
like,
we know
and
of.
They were like expensive flowers. Like, they're not like.
They came with a vase.
They weren't a servo $10 job. These were expensive,
the chocolates,
right?
Which have got
the lint chocolates that you've already eaten, Jade. I haven't even had one yet.
Before Maddie even opened it, Jade was like, "Can I have a chocolate?"
I was so confused as to who it was. And I did a story on my Instagram and I was like, "Hey, I got these surprise flowers. Who was it?" Let me tell you, I had about 20 people message saying it was me. It was me.
It was me, Maddie.
So fascinating. I do think I was so confused because I was like, well, first of all, that's very sweet, but like, who would have done that? Anyway, it turns out it was a listener.
Yeah.
How can you be sure, though, if all those people claim it was them, Maddie?
Well, like, everyone did.
Yeah, of course. You don't know. That's
well, this
the thing.
One guy who did send them, I think.
You think? Though?
Well, he asked a question about how many balloons were there. Like, he was like, "Oh, well, are there two balloons?" And I was like, "Yeah, there's two balloons." So obviously,
could be a lucky guess.
It's him, but so many people wanted to take credit for it.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm surprised you didn't say, "Oh, it was me." Jade.
No, because I got you something better.
You missed a trick, Jade. You could have got free credit
flowers
for
flowers are nice. I'm like, here I am before. Flowers are the best thing ever. Here's me. I got you something better than flowers. Well, no, I got you something that I know you want.
Well, I just want to say thank you to, I think, Drew.
I think
sent them, but who knows? Because so many people.
Oh, that's sweet.
Claimed them. Anyway, there you go. It was a nice birthday surprise.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
More coming this next
week. Bit concerning. A lot of your mates are Elias. Really, isn't it?
At least 19 of them.
19 of them are dodgy.
No, it was more so people on Instagram that, you know, that like your photos that you haven't actually met. So it was like, oh, yeah.
So creeps.
Not crazy. No. You take everything to the extreme just because they... Anyway, thank you for the flowers. I appreciate them. And my house smells beautiful.
Yeah, they smell delicious.
Stunning.
Really potent fragrance.
Yeah.
Like,
you
in a good way.
You need to bottle that stuff, huh?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, good.
Dab that
birthday
on
lotto up on next, Creva.
Yeah, that what? It is.
Dab it on the pink bit, like the neck and...
Oh.
Oh, is that what you call the
neck,
pink
is
bits?
Your neck pink?
Well, like, is that all pinkish?
Oh, it's skin color.
They're, like, on the chest.
Yeah.
The pink
good.
Bits.
The pink bits.
Free money up next. $375 something.
We're looking for March, people born in March.
Okay, if you were born in March 13, 10, 09, we'll spin the birthday balls next. New FM.
The pink
man.
Dab it on me.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Short weeks are good.
Aren't they the best?
The vibes are on point. I love it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Our birthday lotto worth $375, guys.
Yeah, we are going right now to Tiffany. She's currently doing the school drop-off and wants to spend money on her daughter over the school holidays. Hey, Tiff.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Hello. Good. So where would you take your daughter? Would you, like, treat her to new clothes or take her to the movies?
Probably places like Hunter Valley Zoo and things like that. She really loves animals.
Aww.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's beautiful. Maybe she's going to be a little Bindi Irwin one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Quick tip as well with the school holidays. Oh, get onto those, like, government entertaining and dining vouchers.
Yeah, the Dine and Discover.
Oh,
yeah,
I have to do that.
Because, like, $100 and half of it is for stuff like the movies and that. So make sure if you've got kids on the holidays, get onto that now while they're still around.
Yeah, we've got those and we've used one already.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good. Yep. Was it easy to use? No hassles?
Yeah, it was really easy. You just get into your New South Wales Services app and get into vouchers and they scan the QR code and that was it.
I downloaded mine over the weekend. Very easy. So
excellent.
If you are around Newcastle in particular, they are pushing it and rolling it out here at the moment.
Oh,
so,
I'm going to get mine.
Get involved.
I can do it after the show. All right, Tiffany, I'm going to spin the birthday balls.
Here we go.
All right.
The month of March.
I actually got asked on the weekend, like, how we choose the birthday balls. I actually do spin a bingo,
bingo machine.
Yeah. Just so you guys know.
A really cheap-looking bingo machine.
I think it's from Big W or somewhere.
Here we go.
All right. I pulled out the 26th.
Oh, no, that's actually my anniversary, but my birthday is the
6th. Ah.
Come on.
Sorry.
Thank you, Tiff.
Appreciate it. Birthday lotto worth $400 tomorrow, guys. We'll enjoy your afternoon, guys, today.
Yes, the sun's out.
Finally. It was looking a bit dreary this
morning.
Although,
we're meant to get a storm later.
Yeah, a bit later today. Hey, speaking of Dine and Discover vouchers, let's all go out to lunch today.
Oh, I can't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How was that plan?
Well, no, because we're still, we painted our fence on Friday afternoon, but now we've still got part of it to do, like, the picket bits on, and I've got to do the gate. And
It's not really the day for painting, Jade.
I know, with the rain.
I know you like to do the opposite of what the can says when it comes to painting, but
I think it'll be right.
What do the paint companies know? They're useless.
I'll go by myself. Thanks, guys.
I'll get the hair dryer. Don't worry.
105 minutes commercial free with Jackson is kicking off in minutes.
Yo.
Ava Max.
Yeah, my head, my heart. I do like this song.
It's my my alarm in the morning.
I wake up
to this. Yeah.
Quite the wake up. Katy Perry is in there as well.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Fresh. Ben's Joy, Benny Blanco.
Do you know what?
Yeah, cool combo.
I actually love this song. It's good, perfect.
Right? I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to get on it.
Hearing a song, better listen to Jackson next.
Yeah, of course. Well, right, where else would I be?
Enjoy your day. We'll be back tomorrow. See you guys.
Bye. Beautiful people.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.